I promise you, it felt like it was about 10 minutes ago that it was 6:30. I turn around and it's 8:40.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Time's fun when you're having flies.
And interviewing politicians.
That's right.
We were
broke out in muckety mucks this morning. So
that's right. That's right. Almost time to give some away, you know?
I think we need to go ahead and do that.
Because otherwise,
I'm going to turn around and it's going to be 10:30, and then I'll wonder why I'm still in here. 695-1620. 695-1620. I don't even know if I have a catchy little contest. A catchy little contest to go along with.
Love this part?
Yeah, really. Are you still listening? Sound play, are you still listening? 695-1620. Are you still listening? 695-1620.
By the way, I lied to you earlier. We're just going to give away one pair today.
Okay, that's fine.
There you go.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, a little shop talk there.
Let's see here. Mm-hmm. We'll still ask a question, but the thing is, we'll ask a question, but it really doesn't matter.
Wait, I lied again.
Wait.
We can give away two pair today.
Would you quit lying?
Yeah, okay, I'm through lying. We can give away two pair today.
Goodness.
There you go.
Hey, what's the answer?
Tom lies.
The answer is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh,
absolutely.
The trick is I hadn't even asked a question yet, so that's the difficulty in discerning what the answer actually was. So, who's this?
Yes, this is James Evans.
James Evans.
James Evans.
James, what are we going to give James?
Yes. Did he win?
Yeah, sure.
He was listening.
That was easy.
That's right. You got it right, James. James, you win two tickets on March the 21st to Cirque du Soleil, Dreillion at Reed Arena. This is going to be a fabulous show. It's on March the 21st. Excuse me?
Do they have clowns?
at the Cirque du Soleil? They might. They have people. They have people who can fly, James.
Yeah, this is like Ballet Meets Circus, James.
Yes, no, it's really a fantastic show if you've ever seen a circus show. And this is on March the 21st, Wednesday night at 7:30 at Reed Arena in the Big House. So you win two tickets, James.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, there you go. All right. You said we got something else to give away?
Another pair of the same thing.
All right. Who's this?
John.
John. John who?
John.
John Gray.
John Gray. John, what do you do, man?
I'm a sales rep for 7-Up.
Oh, very good.
Really?
So you have like a router or what? How does that work?
It's kind of like a route work. It's pre-sale stuff.
Oh, good. Very good. So, are you mostly in Bryan College Station, or do you branch out from there, or what?
Oh, everywhere.
Really? How far away do you go?
Caldwell, Madisonville, Snook, Somerville.
So kind of a regional thing, then?
Yeah. All right. It's pretty much regional.
John, what's your last name?
Gray.
Oh, John Gray.
Yeah, still John Gray.
I'm just making sure it hadn't changed since the last time I asked it. So,
John, you win the same thing. You win two tickets to Cirque du Soleil Dreillion at Reed Arena on March the 21st. Going to be a fantastic show.
Excellent.
You just need to come to our radio station sometime before 5:30, someday before March the 21st.
Someday, sometime, at some location. John, do you know where we are?
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, come see us. And when's that show again, Tom?
It's on March the 21st.
March 21st.
In about 3 weeks.
You've got time. Just make sure you get here before close of business that day. So.
Yes.
All righty.
All right, John. Have a good one, man.
Actually, it'd be exactly 3 weeks, wouldn't it, from today?
March the 21st?
Yeah.
I think so.
There you go.
Today's the day you're going to look down tomorrow and you're going to say, oh, it's February 30th. If you have a watch where the little number rolls over,
that's not
digital.
Yeah.
That's what mine is. All right. So. And then the next day will be February 31st, and you'll wonder why your watch is broken. So. Okay, are we done giving stuff away now?
No, if you want to give something else away.
Careful, buddy.
I was about to say, sure.
It's a family show.
If you want to just be really friendly, I've got a brand new prize.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A brand new prize?
Yeah, a prize that we haven't given away before.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Let's see if we have a brand new caller. Yeah. Who's this?
This is Daniel.
Daniel. Daniel who?
Yeah. Garcia.
Daniel Garcia. What do you do, Daniel?
Work for City College Station.
Ah, very good.
City of College Station, Daniel Garcia?
What do we have for Daniel?
Daniel, you win two tickets to A Taste of Aggieland at the Brazos Expo Center coming up on March the 6th. These are tickets that normally cost $25. March the 6th, Taste of Aggieland at the Brazos Expo Center, and you've won two tickets to that. How about that?
All right, man. Well, I appreciate that.
That's the Epicurean extravaganza.
Yes,
that's gonna be delicious. Yeah. Daniel, you know where we are?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Daniel Garcia?
Yeah.
All right, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Very good. All right.
All right.
We're through.
Now we've cooled off with the giving. So
there we go.
But once again, in the span of, because how much are those CERC tickets worth?
You know, I'm not sure exactly, but they're a lot.
You know, I'd say it's fair to say we probably gave away darn near close to $400 worth of prizes just then.
Probably.
Because we gave away four tickets to CERC and then two tickets to the Epicurean Extravaganza.
Yep.
So.
There you go.
Pretty darn good stuff.
Aren't we something?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have to listen to Garth Brooks or nothing.
No, or play a silly contest.
There you go.
It's only because I didn't have time to make one up. But, I mean, I like to give multiple choice questions is the thing, because otherwise trivia questions can drag out for a really long time. So I didn't have time to come up with alternate answers here. Before you leave for work today, though, if you do this, you can burn 30 to 40 calories. Do you boys have a guess what it might be? Before you left for work today, or before you leave home in the morning or wherever, mm-hmm. if you do this, you can burn 30 to 40 calories.
30 to 40 calories? Well, mm-hmm. you can do that just, you know, breathing hard
But
30 to 40 calories before you leave work.
Mm-hmm.
Getting dressed?
No.
Oh.
Hmm. Patrick?
Brush your teeth.
Making the bed.
Because you got to go from one side to the other.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation because I think I mentioned my mom was visiting earlier this week, and I was having a conversation with her, something that I'd forgotten. She was talking about growing up, how it was just you did not get on the bed.
Uh-huh.
And I had forgotten that because when I was growing up, I had forgotten when you went to grandma's house, mm-hmm. you did not get on the bed. Whatever you do, don't you mess up my bed.
Even if it was grandma's bed, which was usually a cool bed, right?
Right.
Yeah, you know, with the mattress about 70 years old.
Don't you? And 7 feet tall, because it was like a goose feather bed. You needed a stepladder to get into it.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, don't you mess up the bed, because after you make it, you know, because then you've got 19 pillows you have to arrange and all this other kind of stuff. And I had forgotten that. Because so. We just kind of walk away from everything at our house and be like, nah, we're going to crawl back in it later on tonight anyway.
I actually say that can be healthy for your bed because it sort of airs it out if you sort of fluff out your sheets daily instead of tucking everything in when you leave.
Oh, so leaving it unmade?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought you were saying making the bed was better. Oh, well, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm keeping my bed healthy.
That's
what I'm trying to do. I want a healthy bed.
I remember.
Actually, I'm just incredibly lazy. And there's another person still sleeping in the bed when I get out of it.
Yeah,
anymore,
it's sort of hard to make a bed like that.
She might be frowned upon being tucked in that tightly. So,
my memory of grandma's bed is one of my children when he was a baby. Well, not a baby. He was like one. He was sitting up on grandma's bed, and I was on the bed, and I was watching TV, and I took my eye off of him for like 2 seconds, long enough. And this was on the second floor of grandma's house, which had all wooden floors. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I take my eye off him for 2 seconds, and all I hear is just a bam, and the whole house shudders. And he's just done a backflip off the bed. He was fine. Didn't even cry. Just landed straight on his back. He thought it was kind of a neat ride. I was panicking.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
But, because, you know, he was just fine.
Because that's what happens. Kids then look at parents to know how to react. And most of the time, if the parents freak out, that's when the kid starts crying.
That's right. I was just ready for the screaming and the hollering, you know. I think he whimpered a little bit, but, you know, he was fine. He didn't understand what the whole backflip was about and what that loud noise was for.
Because at that age, one of two reactions is likely. Either they'll cry or they'll say, let's do that again.
Interested in exploring the crossroads of science and religion? Then make plans to attend the 2012 Trotter Lecture Tuesday, March 6th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Theater on the Texas A&M University campus. The lecture will feature two speakers, Hugh N. Ross, founder and president of ReasonsToBelieve.org, and Gerald L. Schroeder. With the Aish HaTorah College of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. Ross's talk, Theistic Implications of Big Bang Cosmology, will explore cosmic history from its origin, which Ross notes was described by Bible authors long before scientists, implying a real possibility of a causal agent. Schroeder's talk, Genesis and the Big Bang, will examine contention between the biblical and scientific views of creation, a conflict Schroeder says is more perceived than real, especially when considered within the Hebrew text. For more information on this free lecture event on Tuesday, March 6th at 7 p.m., contact the Texas A&M College of Science at 979-845-8817.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, We create a time just for you, and we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time, 822-5756, or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hi, this is Mia with Mia's on Main. I'm usually here to promote my window treatments, but I want to tell you about something closer to my heart, Breath Effect Christian Yoga. Donation-based classes held at the Brian Boomfit location benefit both you and our community, with portions of proceeds going to local charities such as the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Classes range from beginner to power classes and include a class for adults 50+. Receive the amazing benefits of yoga while supporting our community. Classes start March 1st, so call 823-6246 or visit breatheffectyoga.com.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
851 News Talk 1620 WTAW. The folks at Guinness, the world record folks, little busy recording new records.
Yeah. They're recording new records, huh? Yeah. I thought they just published books. Yeah. I know they recorded records.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
What were you O-manning about?
Well, I'm sorry. One of my favorite beers happens to be Guinness.
Oh.
And so.
Right. Same people.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
It's the same people. Yeah. Guinness, or at least that was the roots of it. I don't know if they still are, okay. But that was how it came about because it was established to settle bar bets.
Oh, very nice.
So that's, see, you learned something new
how about
every day.
That?
Well, now I'm a fan of the Guinness World Records even more. So.
Well, they've got a couple of new ones.
Really?
One, hundreds of people get knocked back into mattresses in New Orleans. Now they're seeking to, as they sought to break the Guinness World Record for the largest number of people taking part in human dominoes. Really?
Human dominoes.
One after the other, 850 people with nothing else to do were pushed backwards to land on their mattresses, in the meantime knocking the next person down in traditional domino fashion. The previous world record of 550 people was achieved in 2011 in Belgium. Mattresses for the New Orleans event were donated and will now go to various local charities.
Yeah, but you know, that one guy halfway down, he fell early, and then they had to put everybody back up.
Thing,
yeah.
The whole thing was shot.
Yeah.
The whole thing was shot.
Yeah.
This one's much cooler, though. You boys ever, did you enjoy making paper airplanes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, I saw this last night.
Guinness World Record.
Yeah.
California. Paper airplane flew a distance of, now, Tom, do you remember the answer?
I think I do.
Okay.
I think I do.
Patrick, do you have any idea how long the Guinness World Record paper airplane flight would be?
Let's go for about 1,000 feet, a little over 3 football fields.
Oh, wow. You're
that's a little much.
Nice job there, Pollyanna. That's a heck of an optimistic outlook for your paper airplane.
This is a paper airplane.
Yeah, it's not a remote controlled airplane.
Oh, and it was indoors, too, by the way. Okay. It wasn't outdoors, so it didn't have, you know, all the aerodynamic lift.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it was indoors. It was like at a gymnasium, right?
226 feet, 10 inches. So almost 227 feet. So almost, you know, more than two-thirds of a football field. And it was actually in...
I was off by a factor
right.
of five.
Right.
That's right. Where a meteor might land. Yeah. And crush the paper airplane.
In 28 right. years when I'll be dead.
Yeah.
There's the highlights of the show in a nutshell right there.
I saw the video of this. I guess you could probably see it on YouTube if you wanted to do that. But it's pretty, it gets three new breaths of life on its path to 226 feet.
That's crazy.
It goes up in the air, it comes down, and then it sort of scans the floor, and then it comes up again and comes back down, and then it hits the floor and slides to 226 feet.
So some guy running along there, you
yeah, like curling or something. Yeah.
Guy's name is Joe Ayub, and this was inside a hangar at McClellan Air Force Base near Sacramento, California. So
yeah, it was pretty cool.
There you are.
Yeah.
If you want to get government attention on Twitter, and I don't mean the good kind, the Department of Homeland Security does monitor social media. They look for, quote, items of interest that could predict potential threats. A source says that aside from names of government agencies such as Homeland Security or the CIA, if you tweet or Facebook words like dirty bomb, scammers,
ooh,
biological,
ugh,
or even pork.
Don't do that.
The word pork, really?
What?
That could get you. That could get you noticed. If your tweets or Facebook status updates are deemed questionable, the Media Monitoring Capability Team, that doesn't sound frightening at all. The Media Monitoring Capability Team may hand over your personal information to the Department of Homeland Security.
Uh-oh.
And then later on, you might get a, excuse me, sir, Mr. Turbyman, mm-hmm. we'd like to talk to you about one of your tweets that you sent earlier.
Boy, just that knock sounds ominous.
Oh. DHS notes that it's got an internal privacy policy that will eliminate personally identifiable information from its tracked tweets and updates. So they won't entirely snoop on your private life. No. Not unless you post a full sentence full of dangerous words. By the way, some of the dozens and dozens of words on the watch list also include, not surprisingly, jihad, Afghanistan, worm, subway, mutation, and Amtrak, obviously looking out for terrorist threats. So there you are. Neil Bortz is the first one to say, you cannot have liberty and security. They do not coexist.
Mm-hmm. Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. As a result, each of their customers has peace of mind because they know their family and possessions are safe from our harsh Texas weather. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. Ask for a free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5-MY-ROOF. There really is no other choice but America's Choice Roofing. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7663. America's Choice.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Jason Jennings, CEO of Scott & White, Regina Rowley about self-defense for women, and we'll be learning more about the Texas Well and Healthness program. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Lone Star Realty, American Lube Center, and Atami Steak and Sushi. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses who sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station Brian. Make us legal right there.
There
too.
We go.
A couple of minutes before 9 o'clock here on News Talk 1620 WTAW on this date in
history. I love this part.
Not sure how we know it beyond a shadow of a doubt, but apparently it was on this date in 1504, February 29th, 1504.
Right.
That Christopher Columbus used his knowledge of a lunar eclipse that night to convince Native Americans to provide him with supplies. Once again, what a complex fact of history to be so intricately known that's 500 years old.
Goodness gracious.
So there you are.
Yeah, there you go.
This date, 1940, Gone with the Wind won 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. And
Hattie McDaniel won for Best Actress,
right, became
too.
The first African-American woman to win that award.
That's right.
And this date, 1972, Hank Aaron became the first player in the history of Major League Baseball to sign a contract worth $200,000.
Wow. My rich man.
My, how far we have come in 40 years.
Yeah, that's right.
You got almost a minute.
Almost a minute. Yeah. Okay. My entertainment news comes from the world of country music a lot today. Last night on American Idol, Chase Likens, the country crooner.
No relation.
Jennifer Lopez.